Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
That's right, everybody. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, week 10. Of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. And man, oh man, did not disappoint once again. The NFL gave us everything we could ask for and more. The Minnesota Vikings go on the road in a hostile environment there in Big D, Jerry's World. And people say that Kirk Cousins can't win in prime time. Well, guess what? They got it done, people. Minnesota Vikings stay a contender in the NFC, and the Cowboys take a step back. Steelers continue to impress me, man. Mike Tomlin, you have to admire what this guy does with less. It's just incredible. And the Rams, what's up with them? Packers, wow. Goal line stand, people. That's what it's all about when you're keeping Christian McCaffrey out of the end zone and getting yourself a victory right before the bye week for the Green Bay Packers. Colts go down, man. Brian Hoyer, not the same guy, man, as obviously Jacoby Brissett. And the Dolphins, don't look now, but they're on a winning streak, people. Buccaneers, what a game for them. And obviously B.A., Bruce Arians, getting it done over his former team, the Cardinals. The Jets in a game of, it doesn't really matter with them, and the Giants. Falcons, wow, that was impressive, man, as they went into New Orleans and took down Drew Brees and the Saints. Titans, that was exciting. Wow, that was super exciting. Ryan Tannehill outshining Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, and getting it done on a crazy drive for his team. Browns, they win. Oh my gosh, I can't talk bad about none other than Baker Mayfield. Ravens, wow, talk about an impressive victory for them over the Bengals. Lamar Jackson just continues to impress. Bears, they win too. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's week 10 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Third down and 10. Cousins, end zone, flag, touchdown, Vikings, and Aldrick Robinson. But a flag is down on the play. The indication it's against Los Angeles. What a drive, what a catch. And welcome to the Vikings, Aldrick Robinson. Second down and 4, little shoulder fake. Here's Thielen wide open. Thielen, touchdown, Minnesota.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 10, by the way. Holy cow, NFL season just cruising by way too quickly, if you ask me. Sports Overnight America, can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Love talking to you there. And why not give you my phone number, too? It's 1-800-878-7529. Love my listeners all over the galaxy, wherever you may be, listening to me on Sirius XM Channel 211. And any other way that you may be checking the Dorf Man out here on NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America, Week 10. Unbelievable. And speaking of Kirk Cousins, by the way, a couple touchdowns for that cat, 220 yards, no interceptions. I always think that that's obviously a critical number when you think about things, especially when you're Dak Prescott, who at the end of the game did throw an interception. And the reason this is huge, for a couple reasons. Selfishly, for myself, I had the Minnesota Viking defense going. And I needed, this is kind of crazy, I was losing by 0.5. So I got the Minnesota Viking interception. And bam, just like that, Dorfman wins his fantasy football week. Wins, I have three teams, I win all three. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. That's how close it can be, though. So that interception for Dak Prescott at the end of the game was costly, obviously, because his team lost. And before that, he was not having too bad of a game, man. Three touchdowns on the day, 397 yards. So pretty strong performance. Don't put the blame completely on Dak Prescott. Can't do it. Can't do it. Dalvin Cook, another solid day, running the football. Doing what the Minnesota Vikings do, feeding that guy quite a bit in both the obviously rushing game and receiving game. Guy's really effective, really effective. I have him too, by the way, on my fantasy team. Got Amari Cooper, man. I have a lot of good players when I think about it. A lot of them were playing in this game too. Insane. But Minnesota does go on the road, keeping themselves in the mix, as far as I'm concerned, in the NFC as a serious contender. And I don't mean it just because they beat the Dallas Cowboys, because I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are all that great of a football team. And I mean no disrespect to you, Cowboy fan. I'm telling you the truth, for crying out loud. And I know it's hard to hear because you got so much in between your ears because you're nuts about your team like any other fan is. I get it. But the truth is you're not making the playoffs. The Eagles are winning that division. Eagles will win that division. And the best thing about the Vikings playing as well as they are, I don't think they're better than the Green Bay Packers. But what does it do? It keeps the Green Bay Packers honest, if you ask me. Keeps them having to play really good football and winning football games. Playing meaningful football games. And I do think the Vikings are a contender. I do. I don't think they're better than the Packers, though. Don't do it. I don't think so. I am going to get you caught up on the scores and the standings as far as it goes in the NFL real quickly, and then I will get you, obviously, my analysis of what I think of the good, the bad, the ugly, what you saw from Week 10 in the NFL on Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind, Week 10 style. Unbelievable. I can't believe we're 10 weeks into the season. We're going to be crying when it's over. Seriously. All right, started off on Thursday, Raiders got it done 26-24, and that, to me, takes the Chargers completely out of the mix. Melvin Gordon, you messed that up. You messed that up for the Chargers. I'll get into this stuff. I'm going to run through the scores and hopefully get you the standings, too. Lions go down to the Bears, and you know what? The Lions fought. Jeff Driscoll playing for them without Matt Stafford. You had to kind of toss this game right out the window, but they did make it interesting. Bears win. They're not in the mix either, if you ask me, but it was much needed. Just for Chicago people to just relax for a moment, man, because you're not going anywhere, but a win does a lot of things. I understand. So Bears win 20-13 over the Lions. Ravens just destroyed the Bengals. They're god-awful. I'm sorry. They're just terrible. 0-9 on the season. Only team not to win, by the way. Ravens 7-2 now. They're strong. They're really strong. Lamar Jackson, another awesome performance from that dude. 223, three touchdowns, another one on the ground. Just completely dominating the football game. Bills go down to the Browns, and this is interesting because the Bills, all of a sudden things start to get a little tight for the Bills, if you ask me. Got to start compiling victories, not losing. Can't do it at this time of the season. Browns needed this one, but I still think they're not going to do anything either. Not living up to the hype. Sorry, Cleveland Brown fan. I know you're feeling on top of the world after a victory over the Bills because your team's records are still reverse. You're 3-6, they're 6-3. But you're not going anywhere. Titans had a great victory. That was a sweet victory. 35-32 over the Chiefs. And you know what? Ryan Tannehill stole the show. Stole the show. Patrick Mahomes had a fantastic day. I'm not saying he didn't play really well. He did. Fantastic. 446 on the day for that dude. Three touchdowns. He was playing fantastic. The MVP was back. That's awesome. MVP was back. But it didn't mean a victory for the Chiefs. It meant a victory for the Titans. And that's a huge victory. Do you believe in Ryan Tannehill? Maybe you should start. Falcons, this was maybe the shocker of the day. Going to New Orleans, just absolutely dominating the Saints like crazy. 26-9. Saints take a step back. Sorry, that's a huge step back. I think the Falcons have talent, but they've stunk it up all year. So this is a huge setback. Giants, 27-34 to the Jets. I don't really care about this game. I'm just going to tell you the score. It doesn't matter for either one of these teams. They're both lousy. Buccaneers 30-27. This is huge. BA wanted this game. You could tell, man. After the game, he's like, I'm glad they're going home with a loss. They're going to go home. They have a long trip home. Like that, knows how to put salt in the wound, man. Love that about Bruce Arians. He's a Buccaneer guy now, man. He was a Cardinal guy, but he has no love for him. And he's happy that his team got the victory 30-27. Jameis Winston, a pretty solid day too, by the way. Dolphins, 16. They're on a winning streak. Don't look now. They're on a winning streak. And the Colts, this is bad for them. Obviously, Brian Hoyer was the guy at the helms, and it was a much different situation. Much different. This could be troublesome for the Colts if Brissett is unable to play. So this is time to start paying attention. Panthers go down to the Packers. Huge goal line stand for the Green Bay Packers. 24-16, they get it done. Nice win. Really nice win. Steelers, 17-12 over the Rams. What's up with the Rams, people? I think that this isn't looking good. They were all in, I heard. They're all in. They went out and get Jalen Ramsey, and you're all in? And you're losing? I don't know. All right, New England's still on top in that division, 8-1. Buffalo Bills 6-3, Dolphins 2-2 and 2-7, and same with the Jets 2-7. Baltimore Ravens 7-2 on top of their division. Steelers though going to make it interesting. They're going to fight 5-4. I like that. Browns 3-6, and I told you the Cincinnati Bengals win this 0-9. Houston Texans 6-3. Indianapolis Colts 5-4. Titans now 5-5. Jacksonville 4-5. Kansas City 6-4, Oakland Raiders 5-4. That might get interesting. 4-6 are the Los Angeles Chargers, Broncos 3-9, Cowboys 5-4, Philadelphia 5-4. I think the Eagles win the division. Giants 2-8, 1-9 for the Redskins. Packers 8-2, Minnesota 7-3. Keeping them honest. Bears 4-5, Lions 3-5, New Orleans 7-2. Carolina Panthers 5-4, Buccaneers and the Falcons both bad, under 500. 49ers 8-0, baby, gotta love them. Seahawks 7-2, Rams 5-4, Arizona 3-6. All right, I gotta get to a break. I'll be back with the analysis, good, bad, and the ugly. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. It is NFL Rewind Week 10 right here on Sports Overnight America.
First and 10, gonna throw down the right sideline. He's got Robinson. Touchdown, Bears! Allen Robinson led him down the right sideline. Bears have taken the lead. 9:04 to go, fourth quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years.
I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
On first down, Jackson throwing end zone, or close to it, and into the end zone goes Hayden Hurst for the touchdown. That pass completed at about the 5-yard line, and Hurst goes into the end zone for his first NFL touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf coming at you. Week 10 NFL Rewind right here, Sports Overnight America. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. Love talking to people about what goes on in the NFL. And when you talk about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, we're talking about a football team that, in my humble opinion, is, if not the front runner right now in the AFC, they're right there. Right there. They got to be. Perfect passer rating, by the way. Yeah, you heard me say that right. Perfect passer rating for Lamar Jackson on the day. This is a guy that everybody said could just run the football. I think you people were wrong. I think you people misjudged. I think you people miscalculated how much of a student of the game Lamar Jackson is. And yes, he does run the ball really well. I get it. And no, he didn't throw it all that many times because his defense had a field day too. I think they had 2 touchdowns returned, if I'm not mistaken. And we knew it was going to be a tough day for Ryan Finley, who got his first start for the Cincinnati Bengals. And they fed him to the Wolves, quite frankly. Fed him to the Wolves. Fed him to the Baltimore Ravens, who were chomping at the bit, man. Chomping at the bit as to what they could do to this rookie. Baltimore Ravens are a pretty complete team. That's what I think. I think they're a pretty complete team. Probably get into who I think are the contenders and who the pretenders are. And where's Lamar Jackson as far as the MVP race? In my book, he's right there, man. He's right there. Dude is the most electric guy in the NFL right now. Gotta be. I know there's a bad man in Green Bay. I know that. I know there's a sweet player in Seattle, in Russell Wilson. I know that. I know there's that guy who wins Super Bowls in New England, Tom Brady. I know that. But nobody has dazzled the football field the way that Lamar Jackson has dazzled the football field this season. You can make an argument for Christian McCaffrey, maybe. But I do think of what the Green Bay Packers were able to accomplish by closing the door on that goal line stand at the end of the game, keeping Christian McCaffrey and the Carolina Panthers out of the end zone as time expired in that game. That's pretty big, man. I'm sorry. That's big time. To me, that's what a championship caliber defense does. I like what the Green Bay Packers are doing. Did they have a slip up in LA against the Chargers? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. But the heart of a champion is when you rebound the week after that and you shut the door with a goal line stand as you go into your bye week. Packer fans got to feel pretty good. Packer fan has to feel really good. Could feel better if you were 9-1. I get it. You're 5-1 at home. You've played all but two games on your home turf, and you've done a good job. You've protected it. Going to be important to go on the road and finish strong if you're Green Bay. And the Colts, man, I feel bad for them. Without Jacoby Brissett on the field, they're a different dynamic. Without T.Y. Hilton on the field, they're a different dynamic. I mean, you take that away from anybody, and that's going to hurt, man. It's going to make it difficult. Brian Hoyer didn't look too bad when he had T.Y. Hilton on the field for him. Last week, obviously, when he had to come in for Jacoby Brissett. So if you're a Colt fan, man, you were feeling pretty good for a while. I know you were. I know you're feeling really good. Because things were kind of rolling. You were sticking around that division, and you were still in the thick of things. But if you don't have that guy, man, that can make the real difference, and that guy usually is a quarterback or a running back for that matter. And Marlon Mack just didn't cut it, man. 19 carries, 74 yards, couldn't cut loose. Tannehill didn't have that. I'm sorry, not Tannehill. Brian Hoyer didn't have a spectacular day either. Just tough when you don't have that guy you're used to having back there for you. Buccaneers got to feel good about the fact that they were able to get a victory. But they're not a good football team. I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't know, probably. What a day for Christian Kirk, though. Not part of the Buccaneers, part of the Cardinals. Three touchdowns for that young man. And maybe the future's bright between he and Kyler Murray. Six receptions, 138 yards. And like I said, the big number is three touchdowns. And what's up with David Johnson? I mean, it's pretty obvious, man. The writing is on the wall if you're not reading it. Five carries for him? They didn't run the ball much anyway when I think about it. 18 total times on the day. Not enough. That's not enough. I'm sorry. You got to have more balance in your offense, Arizona Cardinals. Not going to win a lot of games that way. Kyler Murray had to throw the ball 44 times. Three touchdowns, like I said, on the day to Christian Kirk. Had one interception. 324. 27 of 44. Jameis Winston flung it out there a lot, too. Couple interceptions for him. One touchdown, 358 on the day. But more importantly, they got the victory, man. At the end of the day, that's pretty much how you're measured. Stats obviously help, don't get me wrong. But most of the time, you're looking at the wins and the losses. Who got the W? So we'll see. You know, to me, the jury's still out there on a lot of these teams, obviously. Because right now you're going to find out who these pretenders are, who the contenders are. Cowboy fan, your team is a contender. I'm sorry, a pretender. You're not a contender. And you're always thinking you're a contender. But you're a pretender. You're not good. I mean, where was Ezekiel Elliott? 47 yards? 20 carries? Speaking of the Cardinals, having it not cut it, that's not going to cut it either. That dude just got paid a lot of money. Got to show up a little bit bigger than that, especially in a primetime game. So, Cowboy, you're a pretender. Vikings, I think you're becoming a contender. Steelers, you're getting better. You're getting better. Rams, you're a pretender this year. You're a pretender. You're taking a step back. Jared Goff is taking a real step back. It was so bad they had to pull that guy. So, yeah, man, there's a lot on the Dorfman's head from week 10 in the NFL. And for the most part, I'm going through the good and the bad, and it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. There's good and there's bad. Like what the Steelers is doing, that's impressive. Extremely impressive. What the Rams are doing with the talent that they have, that's extremely unimpressive. You should be better than this. Jared Goff, he got paid too. It's crazy. Like the guys that got paid this time around, this season, I don't think they're performing all that well in a lot of these cases. And it's hurting your ball club. The Rams, you're not that good. And it's not because this guy doesn't have weapons. He's got weapons all over the joint, man. He's got weapons all over the joint. Todd Gurley actually ran the ball pretty well. Robert Woods is a really good wide receiver. Cooper? That dude is unbelievable. So, like, I don't know what's up with the Rams. 5-4? Mm-mm. Not good. All right, I'm going to get back at it here in a minute, obviously. Got to take a little pause for the cause, so I'll do that. Keep it close, everybody. It is week 10 in the NFL. Unbelievable. Week 10 NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Jackson, 32, to the end zone, and it is caught. That was Chris Moore with the 7-yard touchdown from Lamar Jackson.
10th play of the drive, creeping pressure from the secondary. Charles Sims is in, low snap, handled well by Winston, lobs over the top. Spectacular one-handed grab by Cameron Bray, and he soars into the end zone, carrying Jermaine Whitehead with him for a touchdown. 28 yards out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz, Vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
I'll tell you what the hell's going on around here. It's week 10. In the NFL, man. Unbelievable. Week 10 NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Obviously, you can hit me up on the phones, 1-800-878-7529. What a day for Patrick Mahomes, but not quite good enough. Not quite good enough because Ryan Tannehill took his team down and scored a touchdown at the end of the game. Just an unbelievable effort. Guy who's been a journeyman around the league. Maybe, just maybe, you have to embrace him there in Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, Patrick Mahomes in his return, I'd say that dude was pretty good. 446 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Tossed the ball 50 times. So it wasn't like they were holding back with Patrick Mahomes. It's like, we're going to hand the ball off a bunch because Damian Williams broke out for us. Mm-mm. Wasn't meant to be that way. It was meant to be to put the ball in the MVP's hands. Let him do what he does. Spread the ball around. To guys like Tyreek Hill, who gets you 11 catches, 157 yards, touchdown. Or Travis Kelce, 7 catches, 75 yards, a touchdown. What about, I'll tell you what, this Hardman kid, really good, really good. Very explosive, too. Very explosive. 1 catch, 63 yards, a touchdown. Gotta love that effort. Gotta love it. But ultimately, Ryan Tannehill, Tennessee Titans, stole the show. And a huge day for Derrick Henry. Woo! That dude was a beast. He was a load. 23 carries, 188 yards, a couple touchdowns. I'd say he balled out. He definitely balled out, man. Guy looked pretty sharp. Tennessee may not make the playoffs, but they play hard. So, yeah, this is just an interesting development about the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 6-4. They're not, like, cruising through things. They've got a great offense, and they've got a terrible defense. Flat out. That's what's up with them. Great offense, terrible defense. Will they win some games? Sure. Will they get to the Super Bowl? I don't think so. The more I think about it, man, it's the Ravens and the Patriots. That's what I'm thinking. Ravens and Patriots. That's where the Dorf man's head is at in week 10 of the NFL. Everybody else, for the most part, you're pretenders in the AFC. Still like a lot of teams in the NFC. A lot of teams. Some really good teams. Let's talk about a team that was really good up until this week. New Orleans Saints, what happened? You let a really bad Atlanta Falcon team, led by a guy who I love, Matty Ice, come into your house and just limit you to 3 field goals. This is the New Orleans Saints, people. This is a team that has a high-powered, prolific offense usually. Alvin Kamara didn't look very good. Didn't look very good. The numbers, like, at the end of the day aren't terrible because, obviously, they just started tossing the ball there at the end just to pad the stats, if you will, for crying out loud. Trying to make something happen, of course, and I get it. But it was garbage. It was a lot of garbage stuff. And no touchdowns. Didn't run the ball very well. Was used out of the backfield, obviously. And Michael Thomas, too. It sounds good. 13 catches for 152 yards. But how often do you hear Drew Brees, 287 yards, 0 touchdowns? I don't think it happens very often. So is this a little bit of cause for concern? Is this a step back for the New Orleans Saints? Time will tell. We'll see. They're coming off their bye week, so were they a little rusty? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all, but maybe they were just a little bit rusty. Maybe they're a little off their game. It happens. I get it. You know, a guy that I thought was going to have a bigger day than he did, and it's not like he had a bad day, don't get me wrong, but he's been a lot more impactful throughout the season. And that's Christian McCaffrey. You know, the Packers have done relatively well when I think about when they've had to match up against powerhouse running backs. Ezekiel Elliott didn't do much against them. And quite frankly, 20 carries, 108 yards. I know it's an average of 5.4 a pop, 1 touchdown as well for Christian McCaffrey. It sounds really good, and it is good. But it didn't have the same kind of effect as it normally does. Whereas on the other side, Aaron Jones, 13 carries, 93 yards. And here's the number you got to look for. 3 touchdowns. Aaron Jones is a touchdown maker. Davante Adams looked like he's coming back around. 7 receptions, 118. And Aaron Rodgers was throwing it to a bunch of different guys. Definitely got a lot of people involved. And I think Christian McCaffrey took a little step backwards in the MVP race. Right now I'm looking at Lamar Jackson and Delvin Cook. I think Rodgers is in there. I think Russell Wilson's in there. I think Christian McCaffrey's in there, don't get me wrong. But I think things change a little bit after you get shut down the way that he got shut down. Again, there was a goal line stand where he wound up just getting shut down. Week 10 NFL Rewind, like I said, here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf, always with you doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start always, for me, it's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For you, I got no clue what time it is. But I do like your thoughts. I do like your opinions. You can always share them with me. You can do that on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Can do it by dialing me toll free at 1-800-878-7529. A little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of crazy in the NFL when you think about some of the outcomes. I mean, the Bears desperately needed a win, and hey, without Matty Stafford playing, it was relatively good game for them to play the Lions, who I don't think are all that bad, to be honest with you. Had some bad luck, that's for sure. And what about Saquon Barkley, man? What a terrible day for him. What a terrible day for him. Guy struggled, man. Maybe his worst, second worst performance as a NFL player. Daniel Jones was all right. He was all right. He had four touchdowns on the day. Not a bad day. Loses. Who's your rookie of the year? I mean, it's probably Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's probably the guy. But yeah, Saquon Barkley, man, 13 carries, 1 yard. I mean, that's brutal. How does he only carry the ball 13 times, too? I mean, that's maybe the biggest question I got. How does that dude not get more carries? Only threw him the ball 5 times, too. I don't know, man. Just the NFL is so crazy. Week in and week out. NFL, literally, it stands for not for long. Because I got so many emotions and feelings about teams. And you are what your record is. I don't care, man. It's the truth. If you play a weak schedule, then win your games, for crying out loud. Otherwise, it's just excuses. And that's what you'll be hearing from Cowboy fan. You'll be hearing excuses. Oh, we play such a tough schedule. I mean, look, bottom line is you're 5-4. Every team that's actually a winning team, if I'm not mistaken, you've lost to all of them. So thank God that you've had 5 teams on your roster or on your schedule that have all been lousy, if you're a Cowboy fan. I mean, that's reality, okay? That's reality. And New Orleans Saints fan, you took a step back. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You took a step back. The Falcons are terrible. San Francisco, Seattle, you guys are good. You guys are good. You're the class of the NFC West. What happened to the Rams, man? What happened to you guys? You were going all in. You were going all out. Jalen Ramsey's coming. You've got a really star-studded cast of guys out on that field, and you're not winning that many ball games. You're 5-4. Sean McVay's magic, maybe it's wearing off a little bit. Packers and Vikings are good. I think they're both pretty good. I wouldn't be surprised if either one of those teams was representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. I don't like whoever's coming out of the NFC East, that's for sure. So right now I'm liking who's coming out of the West of the NFC or who's coming out of the NFC North. On the other side, I'm telling you what, it's the Baltimore Ravens, it's the New England Patriots, and then there's everybody else that I don't think will be able to keep them up or keep up with them. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back and do what I always do, parting shot time. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, Week 10, right here on Sports Overnight America.
There he is, Jennings back deep. The kickoff short. Jennings on the return from the second. He breaks through, and Jennings going. Being chased. Jennings goes all the way. Touchdown, Tennessee.
Game of big plays.
94 yards. Here's Henry. What a night, Henry. He is gone for the touchdown. His fourth.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
All righty, everybody. That's right. It is big. Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind, Week 10 in the books. Are you kidding me? I can't believe it, man. I seriously can't believe it. In a few weeks, people are going to be crying, moaning, and groaning that there is no more NFL season. It's unbelievable. It's the greatest thing in sports. Like, seriously, no joke. Greatest thing in sports. All right, everybody. I'm going to leave you with my parting shot like I always do. Obviously, I'm Andy Dorf. I love hanging out with you on Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style, or just in general. Whenever I'm doing Sports Overnight America, I love talking to people on Sirius XM Radio, Channel 211. I obviously got to send a shout out to the veterans. That's first and foremost, man. It's because of you that I'm doing what I do. I appreciate you so much. You have no clue. And obviously, just keep doing what you do for us, the people that are still doing it. But to the veterans, you're amazing. You really are. You've set the standard, and we're just trying to follow your lead. But I'm going to leave you with this. Lots of things are going to happen in the next 6 weeks, as far as we know, with the NFL. We're going to find out who's going to rise to the top. We're going to find out who's going to crumble to the floor. But at the end of the day, stay true. Stay who you are. And stay with your team. Because you know what? One day, they may get it done for you. And it just may happen to be this year. You never know. All right, everybody. I got to get the heck out of Dodge, make way for somebody else. Thanks, Scott, on the other side for what he does for me all the time, man. Put me out there and obviously set me up wonderfully. So I appreciate you, too. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. I'll catch you next week on Sports Overnight America when it'll be NFL Rewind Week 11. Unbelievable. Keep it close, and I'll talk to you next week right here on Sports Overnight America.